The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, December the 3rd, 2008. 1947, on this day, A Streetcar Named Desire by Tennessee Williams had its premiere in New York City, with Kim Hunter playing Stella, Jessica Tandy as Blanche, and Marlon Brando as Stanley. It's the birthday of the novelist Joseph Conrad, who was born Polish, Joseph Theodor Conrad Kurtzianowski, in Bierutchev, Ukraine, 1857. His father was a scholar and a political opponent of the regime in Poland. He'd been arrested, so the family was exiled to Russia, where both of the boy's parents got tuberculosis and died. Went to live with his uncle in Switzerland, who gave him a good education, but Joseph Conrad was restless. He wanted to travel. Went to France, went to sea. He was a gun runner. He was a smuggler. Got himself into debt. His uncle paid his debts. He went back to sea with the British and changed his name to Joseph Conrad. And in 1890, he finally got to captain a steamboat and sail it into Africa, into the Congo, which was then the Belgian Congo, controlled by King Leopold II, where he saw horrible atrocities, the people forced into slave labor camps, many of them abused and killed. He called it the vilest scramble for loot that ever disfigured the history of the human conscience. Joseph Conrad went back to England. He settled in Kent. He became a writer, wrote adventure stories. And then 10 years after he'd come back from the Congo, he wrote Heart of Darkness. It came out in 1902. A man's journey down a river into the middle of Africa, meeting a powerful, mysterious trading agent named Kurtz, who's established himself as a god among the natives and surrounded his trading post with severed heads on stakes. Joseph Conrad, who said, "My task, which I'm trying to achieve, is by the power of the written word to make you hear, to make you feel. It is before all to make you see that and no more, and it is everything." And it was on this day, 1926, that the mystery novelist Agatha Christie disappeared from her home in Berkshire, England. Her car was found in a chalk pit 7 miles away, abandoned. The whole country was fascinated. It got a big play in the press. The police organized search parties. Agatha Christie's mother had died. Her husband had left her for his young mistress. And then 11 days later, Agatha Christie was found in a luxury hotel under a different name, claiming that she could not remember a thing. No one ever figured out if she had legitimate amnesia or if it was a publicity stunt or if it was a way to expose her husband's infidelity. But all of the attention in the press made Agatha Christie even more famous, and she wound up as one of the best-selling authors of all time. Here's a poem for today by Patrick Phillips, entitled Piano. Touched by your goodness, I am like that grand piano we found one night on Willoughby that someone had smashed and somehow heaved through an open window. And you might think by this, I mean I'm broken or abandoned or unloved. Truth is, I don't know exactly what I am, any more than the wreckage in the alley knows it's a piano, filling with trash and yellow leaves. Maybe I'm all that's left of what I was, but touching me, I know you are the good breeze blowing across its rusted strings. What would you call that feeling when the wood, even with its cracked harp, starts to sing? Piano, a poem by Patrick Phillips, from his collection Boy, published by the University of Georgia Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith. Written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.